thick sour milk that you keep on hand to use is called what?
Clabber milk.
What kind of cheese do you make from clabber milk? From clabber?
Well, that would be just a regular American cheese.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you do to the milk first thing after milk? And say you got milk, you know, and then what do you do to the milk?
Oh, you strain it.
Yeah. Is that to get the impurities out?
That, the foreign matter, maybe a half something from the cow.
What do you know of that's baked in a deep dish and it's usually made of apples or peaches and it's got a crust on top?
Oh, apple pie?
Yeah, what about if it's an especially deep dish or some of the dough is dropped down inside of it?
Well, they call it apple pudding. Or either, what is it? I've heard it called something else, I can't think what it is right now. Cobbler.
Yeah.
By me. Wife had a delicious one there not long ago.
What, peaches or?
Peaches.
Yeah.
Peaches.
Well, if you want any of those apples, grab
she
them.
She made some apple sauce last night out of some of the apples I bought from up the club.
Yeah.
Boy, it's delicious.
Wow. Somebody has a good appetite, and you might say something about it, and you might make the comment, he sure likes to put away his...
food, share the food.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything else, meaning food in general or food?
Oh, grub.
Okay. Have you ever heard it, a word that starts with a V?
Vittles. Yes. Ma Kittles on Ma and Pa Kittles used to say vittles. All the time. But not, we didn't use that in our family. That's I think that's a Western expression, Midwest expression. I'm not sure.
What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie? Or a sweet liquid served with pudding?
Oh, whipped cream?
Well, that's one thing you do serve. It's something you pour over the pudding, though.
Oh, icy?
I don't know. I don't know what, if that's included in what they're driving.
No, right. I don't know what they're driving.
That's one that's unfamiliar to you, mm-hmm. I'm sure. They just call it sauce here or gravy. That's another. They use gravy for it. I've never heard that. I think that's either an extremely old term or else one that's unfamiliar in this part of the country. Or maybe it's a completely rural term.
It's an icing. I've seen the icing made that way, but they make it thick with sugar and not quite as much cream because they want to.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. What do you call food taken between regular meals? You call it what?
Snack.
Okay. You would say, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday at the same time, I had already
eaten.
Last week, I blank breakfast every day.
I ate breakfast every day at 7.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast? Black stuff.
Coffee, most of it.
How do you make it? How is it prepared?
Oh, we have a percolator,
mm-hmm.
And I use cream and sugar. Mine very little cream, very little sugar and a lot of cream.
What do you call the process of making it?
Perkin coffee.
What do you drink when you're thirsty?
I drink water. I drink a lot of water.
And you drink it out of what?
A glass.
Okay, if the glass fell off the sink and what?
Broke.
You might say, I didn't...
I didn't break the glass.
But someone has blanked that glass.
Somebody has broken it. That happens quite often in my house.
In my house, too. We're getting better at these verbs. If I ask you how much... Do you like Gatorade, by the way?
The lime, yes. Orange, I don't.
Yeah, I think that's refreshing stuff.
It is. It's especially when you're real hot.
If I ask you how much you drank of, say, Gatorade, you might say, I blank a lot of it.
I drink a lot of it.
Okay, then you might ask me, how much have you?
How much have you drank?
And you might then say, we sure blank a lot of water.
We drink a lot of water.
Okay.